This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hi, and welcome to another Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and it's Friday, June 20th, right here at Gillette Stadium. We kind of have a full house with welcome back Tom Casale. How's it going over there?
Good, thank you very much.
Welcome back. We also have Eric Scalvino and Paul Perillo, who's going to take it away today. How's it going?
No Andy Hart.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Except for Lori.
We'll make this short. Yeah, hey. Lori's the only one upset about that, but for totally different reasons. We'll make this one short and sweet. Because obviously the dog days of the summer here, even though we're still a day away officially from summer, have hit Gillette Stadium. Not a whole lot going on around the facility. A couple of players in and out. I did see Tom's favorite son, Bubba Ventrone, yesterday as I was walking into the facility.
Getting in an early workout.
He needs all the time in here. He does.
And the players are few and far between. The one item of note, I think, that maybe transpired during the course of the week is not a major development, but fifth-round draft pick Matthew Slater had signed a four-year deal, which will have him ready to go at the start of training camp, and he was the first of the draft picks to sign, but obviously not a huge impact on the roster. One item I wanted to bring out to you guys and get your opinion. Kevin Jones is a running back, obviously, that we're all familiar with, former first-round pick, went to Detroit, had some serious knee problems, injury situation there. It was released by the Lions, had another surgery in January. Dr. James Andrews down in Alabama, noted sports.
The richest man in the world.
Absolutely. noted sports surgeon. Takes care of all the best. Says going to be about 10 months before he's able to play, so that's going to have him probably into the season.
November.
Probably starting a season in on PUP, and maybe by the middle of October as we get to November, you know, he'll be ready to go. Patriots expressed some interest in him. He's going to have a workout at the end of this month, I think on June 28th, if I remember that date correctly, to kind of show teams where he is right now physically. He's been working out. He says he feels great. I would expect the Patriots to be a part of that workout. We'll certainly keep up to date on that and let you guys know anything that happens. But I wanted to know from both your perspectives, what positions you think might need bolstering between now and camp?
I mean, you can never have enough linebackers on this team, just given age and the injury history that they have. I wouldn't mind seeing them try to get a little bit better there. I don't think there's really much they can do at this point as far as free agents who are out there. I mean, that would, if I had a wish list, that's where I would probably start, just maybe get us a little bit something extra on the inside, maybe one or two on the outside. And just given the what we've seen from the less experienced guys on this team when they have had a chance to play, I'd be a little bit more secure if I had someone extra over there. And maybe one extra punter. We had three at one point just a couple of weeks ago. But they seem to have gotten rid of the two that they brought in pretty quickly. So it's Hansen.
That kicking fetish really needs to go away.
Well,
Tom?
You know, I don't really think that they need to upgrade any areas. If I was concerned at one spot, it would probably be what we always say is a backup to Vince Wilfork. If you had to name the guys that can get injured, I think Wilfork is near the top of that list. But if he was going to be out for 4 to 6 games, I don't think they have another huge body in there to play that 3-4 nose tackle. So other than that, adding a depth at nose tackle, they're pretty stacked. I mean, pending the Sammy Morris health status, then you would probably want to add another running back.
Right.
And it seems like that's where they're leaning with the Kevin Jones thing.
And Morris certainly seems to be 100% healthy. I don't know why he would be on the field for all of these, sort of non-mandatory OTAs. He was there for minicamp with everybody else. But even before that, at the passing camps, he was out there too. So I have to think that he's ready to go physically.
And an interesting note, too, last year when he first got here, I believe during minicamp and passing camps, he had some sort of injury, and he was wearing a red jersey at that time.
I think he was early in the camp, at the very beginning of it. You're right.
And this year, coming off that surgery and his season-ending injury, he didn't have a red jersey. So if that's any indication,
One thing about Kevin Jones that we should mention is He's one of the best receiving running
really
backs
good, yep.
in the NFL. So we always talk about that, you know, who's going to replace Falk down the road. And you, Paul and Andy, have said before that they really like Jones coming out of college. So even if he can't be the runner that he once was after those injuries, mm-hmm. if he can still be that solid pass-catching back, maybe they bring him in and use him in that role.
Yeah, no, I think that's certainly what they would probably plan on doing. I don't think he's a guy capable of being a lead guy,
no.
especially with the injuries that he's come off of, serious you know, serious knee injuries, not ones that you just kind of take a couple of months off and you're good as new. So I think Tom brings up a good point there, and I also think the Wilfork point is a very good one because they really don't have that guy that I would feel real comfortable filling in for games at a time at nose tackle. And, you know, maybe if there was a way to kind of bolster the lines on both sides, certainly the middle of the line on defense, offense, kind of top to bottom. You know, you wonder, I think the line is good. I think it's much maligned because of the performance in the Super Bowl, but I think it's a pretty good line. But you always, you know, you're always kind of looking to bolster that kind of an area. And I think, you know, we could see some guys there too. You know, with Oliver Ross coming in, we know that they had been talking to other guys. Barry Sims was one that they talked to a couple of weeks ago. So I think that might be a position to keep an eye on, too.
Here's a question, then, based on what you said, Tom. If, for some reason, Wilfork were to be out for an extended period, do you think that would force them, the coaches, to try to revert to more of a 4-3 and shift some of those bigger guys that they have?
Probably. It's hard because there's not many Wilforks around. But, you know, maybe, you know, I'm just thinking, like, guys like those fat veterans like Grady Jackson or just, you know, the Ted Washington types that you can just plug in. I mean, they're not going to play a lot, mm-hmm. but just someone to have out. They haven't really had that. And you know, Mike Wright's kind of out of position there. So I think that they would probably do that a little bit more 4-3.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point because you could just slide Seymour and
yeah,
and
they
Warren
have the depth on,
at tackle.
Right.
And then you can kind of, you know, makeshift your way through the ends. They don't really have traditional 4-3 ends, but, you know, now you're working a guy like Vrabel or AD,
mm-hmm.
you know, as that end. And you can get by that way, I think, more so than you can get by in Tom's scenario with a Mike Wright having to play really out of position as a 3-4 mm-hmm. nose tackle. But, you know, again, you know, we're hitting the end of June here, so there's not a whole lot of activity going on here at the stadium. So these are the kind of things, we have, about 5 weeks before the start of training camp. It's going to be here before you know it. A couple of moves will get made. They always do. Belichick always makes moves in this time. So we're kind of looking at that roster and trying to figure out where those moves are going to come from. And I think the ones that you guys suggested are probably as good as any other. You know, right now, I think Tom said it right. They're kind of stacked at every spot. Mm.
Yeah, maybe a month or so ago, or right before the draft, you might have said, oh, cornerback, obviously. But they've seemed to make a lot of moves in that regard.
Between the free agents they brought in and the
and
rookies.
The draft picks. There's going to be competition there. It's going to be good to see.
And it will be fun to see, and we'll bring that to you, obviously, come the end of July. But for now, here on a Friday at Gillette Stadium, we're going to throw it back to Lori.
Well, thanks, guys. Join us again next Friday for a brand new Ross Report podcast. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.